Chosen one, you are not here by accident. Heaven has brought you to this exact moment of sacred encounter because God has something urgent and life-altering to speak into your spirit. The timing of this message is not coincidental. It is divinely appointed, and the calling upon your life is unmistakable. Anointed one, recognize where you are standing. You are at the very threshold of a profound supernatural financial breakthrough. This is a monumental divine wealth transfer, specifically prepared and earmarked with your name on it. What the enemy attempted to delay and hold back for years is now being instantaneously released. What felt eternally locked is being thrown wide open. Just as the scripture promises, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow with it. That very blessing, heavy with favor and provision, is moving directly toward your life now. Still your spirit. Open your heart fully. Heaven is about to speak the instruction that changes everything. Chosen one, listen closely and with unwavering focus, because the word I am about to speak into your spirit carries undeniable weight and authority in the heavenly realm. You are not simply enduring an ordinary moment. You are standing in a divine intersection, a precise place where the pain of your past is colliding head-on with God's overwhelming, supernatural intervention. And the spiritual atmosphere around your life is shifting, recalibrating in ways your natural mind cannot yet fully grasp. The agonizing battles that exhausted your soul, the unexpected storms that drained your resources, the frustrating delays that made you question everything, these were never signs of abandonment. They were signs of construction, irrefutable evidence that heaven was building an unshakable foundation beneath the surface, meticulously preparing you for a release far greater and more magnificent than anything you felt you had lost. Anointed one, do not let the quiet seasons fool you. The silence you walked through was not empty or meaningless. It was hallowed ground. I need this truth to settle deeply into the core of your heart. Heaven never calls a chosen one without thoroughly covering them. And that divine covering is precisely what sustained you, upholding your life when you truly felt like you had nothing left to give. You didn't realize it then, but sovereign hands were holding your existence together, stabilizing your inner world while everything external around you seemed to be falling into chaos. You didn't see it, but God was actively fighting massive spiritual battles on your behalf that you were entirely unaware of. And now, chosen one, that same protective and powerful God is stepping forward to declare a word directly into your present situation. He is decreeing over you that the struggle and scarcity of this last season is absolutely not your final story. That profound heaviness sitting like a weight upon your chest, that relentless pressure that made you feel like your strength was completely depleted, those were not indicators of defeat. They were prophetic signs that your monumental breakthrough was drawing incredibly near. There is always a critical moment in every chosen one's journey when the spiritual warfare intensifies dramatically right before the promised blessing is manifested. I know this truth because I have lived through it myself. I have walked through nights of agonizing doubt, believing God was silent, only to discover later that his perceived silence was actually a masterful divine strategy. I have seen financial resources completely dry up moments before an unexpected and overwhelming provision overtook me. I have experienced people walking away from my life, only to realize later that heaven was intentionally pulling them back because their capacity could not sustain the anointing required for my next season. And I learned a profound truth in those wilderness seasons that I must speak into you right now. When God is preparing to elevate you to a new level, he first separates you. When he is getting ready to unleash a supernatural transfer, he strategically removes anything and anyone that would interfere with your ability to properly receive and steward it. Chosen one. This is exactly why the recent past season felt so much like devastating loss. I declare to you, it was not loss. It was precise alignment. You were being strategically positioned, not unjustly punished. You were being refined in the fire, not cruelly rejected. And now, the very heavens are leaning over your life with focused intention and holy purpose. God is not merely comforting your distress. He is radically recalibrating the entire spiritual atmosphere around your life because your name has been placed on a critical spiritual assignment. There is unparalleled favor being routed directly toward you. Resources that were previously blocked are being forcefully redirected. Doors that were once shut and locked against you are being reopened, and divine instructions are being sent directly into your spirit, even now as you listen to this message. You may not yet feel the full weight of it, but your inner spirit instantly recognizes the absolute gravity of this moment. Anointed One, God is ushering you into a powerful new season where your faith will no longer simply sustain you through trouble. It will aggressively multiply you, creating overflow where there was once lack. The same hands that carried you safely through the fiercest storms are now preparing to crown you with glorious victory. The same gentle voice that whispered encouragement to you in your weakest moments is now publicly declaring over you that the entire battle is shifting decisively in your favor. You are entering a divine exchange, a heavenly transfer where everything you lost will be returned to you in forms and magnitudes you never dared to imagine. And let me be clear, this is not simply motivational rhetoric. This is undeniable prophetic reality. You are stepping into a realm of holy acceleration where processes that used to consume years will now be completed in mere moments, where what felt permanently out of reach will suddenly and miraculously fall right into your hands. I need you to anchor this truth deep within your heart. God absolutely never wastes the pain of His chosen ones. Every tear you cried watered a seed destined for growth. Every painful disappointment sharpened your spiritual discernment. Every frustrating delay protected you from open doors that would have ultimately crushed your destiny. And every seemingly unanswered prayer was simply heaven preparing a vastly superior answer. You are not behind schedule. You are precisely on divine schedule. The world may operate according to Chronos clocks, but heaven moves according to Kairos timing, and your Kairos moment is beginning now. Your struggle was never a sign of failure. It was a clear sign that heaven was investing deeply and strategically in your future. Chosen One, hear me with absolute clarity. You are about to step into a supernatural transfer, a divine release that carries both immense spiritual and tangible weight. God is not only strengthening the resilience of your spirit, He is fundamentally restructuring your entire life. He is directly touching your finances, your opportunities, your key relationships, and the very inner world of your soul. And the reason this shift feels so incredibly intense is because it is absolutely comprehensive. Heaven is not fixing one small area. Heaven is elevating your entire existence to a higher dimension. You are being positioned for overflowing abundance, not mere survival. You are being prepared for dynamic leadership and authority, not continued exhaustion. You are being molded for widespread influence, not obscurity. Anointed One, stay completely focused until the very end of this message, because what God is setting in motion requires your full awareness and participation. He is deliberately teaching you how to rest completely while He fights your battles. He is teaching you to fully release control so that He can release provision without limitation. He is teaching you to let go of crippling fear so that unshakable faith can fully rise and dominate within you. And as this profound transformation continues, you will begin to witness undeniable signs, small at first, then rapidly becoming overwhelming, that heaven has decisively intervened in your story. Deep peace will forcefully replace sudden panic. Unwavering clarity will replace crippling confusion. Abundant provision will replace debilitating financial pressure. This is not wishful thinking or imagination. This is divine alignment taking physical form. Chosen One, know this deeply. You are loved. You are protected. And you are being lifted powerfully. And this is only the very beginning of the glorious turnaround. Chosen One, as you move deeper into this critical divine moment, I want you to understand something sacred and profound. Heaven has been watching, calculating, and remembering every minute detail of your journey. Nothing, not a single detail slipped past God's all-seeing eye. Not the nights you cried quietly into your pillow so no one else would hear. Not the days you physically forced yourself to keep moving forward when your strength had run dangerously thin. Not the moments you seriously doubted your divine purpose because the weight of life felt infinitely heavier than the strength of your calling. Anointed One, you have been living through an intentional spiritual curriculum, not a series of random coincidences. Every single challenge, every trial, has been actively teaching you how to carry the next level of blessing and responsibility that heaven is now preparing to unleash upon you. There always comes a pivotal turning point in the story of every chosen one. and that turning point is always first marked by a holy and profound shift inside the heart. You may have distinctly felt it lately. A sudden spiritual sensitivity awakening in your soul, an unusual clarity settling over your decisions, a quiet but firm inner push telling you deep down that something seismic is about to change in your environment. That is not mere emotion or hopeful thinking. That is concrete divine preparation. God is beginning to stir the very waters around you, just as he stirred the waters before he miraculously parted the sea for Moses. The shift always occurs internally and invisibly before it is manifested externally and visibly. And chosen one, your internal world has already begun its radical transformation. I have walked long enough with God to instantly recognize the signs of a major divine transition. When heaven is about to release a supernatural transfer of wealth and favor, the atmosphere surrounding your soul abruptly changes. You begin to lose tolerance for the trivial things that once distracted you easily. You quickly outgrow conversations that used to entertain and occupy your time. You feel an irresistible pull towards silence, deep reflection, authentic worship. Anything that profoundly reconnects you to the unshakable core of who you truly are in Christ. It's not that the world suddenly became different or less tempting. It is that you became fundamentally different. Heaven is waking you up, anointed one, because the next critical stretch of your life's journey demands a higher, purer version of you. Chosen one, listen carefully to this strategy. When God prepares to elevate you, he does not begin by changing your surroundings or circumstances. He starts by fundamentally changing your spirit. He strengthens your discernment so powerfully that you can instantly identify what no longer belongs near your anointing. He sharpens your peace so keenly that you can detect the exact moment chaos tries to infiltrate your spiritual atmosphere. He strengthens your inner voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit, so you will never confuse it with the distracting voices of fear, doubt, or worldly distraction. And then, only when that foundational inner work is complete, does heaven shift the external world dramatically around you. This is precisely where you are standing right now, poised perfectly between the internal transformation and the external manifestation. You have certainly felt immense pressure, yes, but pressure is definitive proof of preparation. Diamonds only form under intense pressure. So do chosen ones. And the deeper and more intense the pressure you faced, the greater the glory and reward that is destined to follow. I want you to recall something vital from your own life, something you may have overlooked during the heat of the moment. Think of a specific time when you genuinely thought everything in your life was catastrophically falling apart. Yet somehow, against all logical odds, things worked out better and stronger than you could have ever expected. That wasn't mere luck or a coincidence. That was God showing you a living preview of his operational strategy. He allows things to break just long enough for you to recognize and see that he alone can rebuild them stronger, more secure, and more beautiful than they were before. This current season is absolutely no different. The breaking you experienced was never the end of the line. It was the crucial setup. The pruning was undoubtedly painful, but it created essential room for massive growth you could not otherwise see. The delays frustrated your impatience, but they strategically positioned you for timing you didn't know you desperately needed. The disappointments felt intensely cruel, but they masterfully redirected you away from paths that would have permanently drained your destiny. Chosen one, God's divine protection often disguises itself as painful loss until the final blessing spectacularly shows up. The divine wealth transfer, the supernatural elevation, the staggering breakthrough you have been tirelessly praying for, all of it first required you to be shaped and strengthened into someone who could hold the magnitude of it without collapsing under the weight. Anointed one, let me speak plainly and powerfully to you now. You are stepping into a long-awaited season where the blessing will definitively match the battle. The sheer intensity of the warfare you faced is the direct measure of the glory that is rapidly coming. If the fight felt unusually heavy, it is because the reward and the promotion are unusually great. God does not allow his chosen ones to suffer without a specific and redemptive purpose. Heaven has precisely calculated the full weight of what you endured, and now heaven is preparing to release something of equal, if not significantly greater, magnitude over your life. You are not stepping into small, manageable blessings. You are stepping headlong into comprehensive overflow. Many people never truly understood why your journey looked so different from theirs. They mistakenly thought you were struggling because you were inherently weak or incapable. They didn't know you were engaged in intense spiritual battles they could never see or comprehend. They didn't realize heaven was training you specifically for a mantle of authority they were never called to carry. You are not like everyone else, chosen one. Your walk is different because your assignment is different and higher. Your warfare was intense because your calling is uncommon. And now, your blessing will also be profoundly uncommon. The anointing on your life has come at a tremendous cost. And heaven is about to repay you in profound ways that will eternally silence every single lie, whisper, and accusation ever spoken against you. Chosen One, there is an unmistakable supernatural alignment happening around your destiny right now. God is actively sending the right people into your circle, forcefully removing the wrong voices, redirecting strategic opportunities, and radically reconfiguring the spiritual landscape surrounding your destiny. You will immediately begin to notice open doors where there used to be formidable walls. You will witness unlikely and overwhelming favor in places where you were once ignored or overlooked. You will experience provision manifesting in surprising forms you did not expect. This is the very beginning of your irreversible divine turnaround. The same God who faithfully saw you through the valley is now powerfully raising you to the mountain peak. Anointed One, take a deep, stabilizing breath. You are not late. You are not forgotten. You are not abandoned. You are securely in the hands of a God who finishes everything he starts with triumphant glory. And the transformative work he began in you is far from over. He is not done healing you completely. He is not done lifting you high. He is not done blessing you limitlessly. The story of your life is still unfolding. And the next chapter carries glory and significance unlike anything you have lived through before. Stay with me, Chosen One. Part 3 will take you much deeper into the specific release heaven is authorizing over your life. Chosen One, as we step into this next segment of your divine journey, I need you to pause and fully recognize the holy weight and significance of this moment. You are not just casually listening to mere words. Your spirit is actively receiving critical instruction and download. Heaven is not only observing your circumstances. Heaven is leaning in, responding, aligning, and repositioning things in the physical and spiritual realms specifically on your behalf. Anointed One, you have decisively entered a season where the invisible realm is moving and operating faster and more powerfully than the visible realm. And even though you may not see physical evidence manifest yet, your entire life is being divinely rewritten in real time. The frustrating delays, the intense battles, the agonizing questions. They were all the necessary birth pains for the breakthrough that is now pressing relentlessly against your reality. Chosen One, when God is preparing to elevate you into a sphere of supernatural influence and abundant divine provision, the very first thing he does is awaken a deeper spiritual awareness inside you. And lately, you have definitely been sensing that heightened awareness. You feel things more sharply. You instantly notice when something fundamentally disturbs the peace in your spirit. You recognize immediately when someone's mere presence drains your spiritual energy. You discern significant shifts in the atmosphere even before anything visibly changes physically. This is not oversensitivity or overactive imagination. This is demonstrable spiritual maturity. This is heaven deliberately sharpening your senses so you can properly steward the increase that is coming next. God cannot responsibly place a divine transfer of wealth and authority into the hands of someone who cannot accurately discern danger and deception. And that is precisely why your spiritual instincts have intensified so dramatically. Anointed One, do you distinctly remember the seasons when you felt spiritually numb? When nothing stirred your spirit and everything felt dull and flat? Those desolate days are irrevocably gone. You have stepped into a new realm, one where your spirit is alive again, alert again, and hungry again. This profound awakening is the clearest sign that your next assignment is imminent. I can confidently tell you from my own personal walk with God. Whenever He prepared me for a new level of operation, the first sign was that He powerfully reawakened my spiritual sensitivity. The noise of the world suddenly became too loud and grating. The distractions became too costly and time-consuming. The superficial connections became too heavy and draining to carry. And suddenly, I could only tolerate being around things that actively fed and advanced my purpose. Chosen one, you are in that exact spiritual place now because heaven is forcefully calling you higher. And with this higher calling inevitably comes a spiritual purging. You may have noticed certain people quietly fading from your life, certain opportunities closing off, certain environments no longer fitting your spirit. Do not panic or desperately chase after what God is intentionally removing. The pruning is not an arbitrary punishment. It is necessary preparation. You simply cannot take everyone with you into your next season of elevation, because not everyone carries the spiritual capacity to walk at your accelerated pace. Not everyone can handle your significant increase without being corrupted. Not everyone can responsibly steward your blessing alongside you. God is meticulously cleansing your path so you do not step into your promise carrying unnecessary dead weight. He is removing voices that would have permanently polluted your clarity and diluted your focus. He is stripping away paralyzing distractions so that your focus can sharpen like a precision sword. Chosen one, lean into this intense process. What God is preparing to release into your life is heavy. Not heavy with crushing burden, but heavy with profound glory and responsibility. It will carry immense influence. It will carry serious accountability. It will carry undeniable impact. God is preparing you to hold something that will bless and uplift countless others, not just benefit yourself. That is why you have felt so stretched and tested. The stretching was not designed to break you. The stretching was entirely designed to expand your capacity. Your spiritual capacity is significantly bigger now. Your resilience and grit are stronger now. Your faith is deeper and more immovable now. And because heaven has invested so much dedicated time and energy into shaping you, heaven is now ready to trust you with something you could not have handled previously. Anointed one. Many people dangerously underestimate how profoundly spiritual a financial breakthrough truly is. They mistakenly think money is just money. But for a chosen one, divine provision is not just a resource. It is a mantle of authority. It is a tool for freedom, for radical generosity, for restoration, and for advancing purpose. And that is why God has been intensely dealing with your heart and purifying your motives. He needed to cleanse your motives, heal your deepest wounds, break the generational cycles of fear and lack, and teach you to rely solely on Him even when nothing made earthly sense. Because now He can safely release what would have completely crushed and derailed you before. You are stepping into a season where provision will flow entirely differently, where opportunities will aggressively find you rather than you chasing them, where what was withheld unjustly is now being poured out limitlessly. But I need you to hear this crystal clear statement. The breakthrough rapidly coming your way is not a reward for perfection or flawless performance. It is the undeniable fruit of pure endurance. You survived seasons that were designed specifically to suffocate and silence your spirit. You kept actively believing even when your faith felt paper thin and fragile. You kept persistently praying even when the answers were frustratingly delayed. You kept walking forward even when your physical and emotional strength was completely gone, and heaven recorded every single step. That is precisely why doors are opening now. That is why the blessing is accelerating now. That is why your name is being brought into high-level conversations you know absolutely nothing about. Favor is not random luck. Favor is heaven profoundly remembering your perseverance and faithfulness. Chosen one. The intense pressure you felt recently was not a sign of inevitable defeat. It was a sign of fundamental transition. The closer you get to your breakthrough, the more spiritual resistance will appear. But resistance is simply the enemy's final, desperate attempt to stop what he cannot possibly control. And he cannot stop what heaven has already decisively authorized. You are stepping into perfect divine timing. You are stepping into total restoration. You are stepping into explosive overflow, and the profound restlessness you've been feeling internally? That is your spirit sensing that life is about to change forever. Anointed one, you are entering the chapter where perfect clarity replaces confusion, where unshakable joy replaces soul-crushing heaviness, where abundance and provision replace lack, where deep peace replaces perpetual chaos. You have been faithful in the dark. Now heaven is preparing to reward you magnificently in the light. This is not mere wishful thinking. This is irreversible alignment. The breakthrough is already powerfully on its way to you. Chosen One, as we journey further into this prophetic word, I want you to understand a concept many believers overlook. When God begins a major shift in a life, He doesn't start with the external world or circumstances. He starts with the deepest internal foundation. And lately, heaven has been intensely touching the most profound and guarded parts of you. You might have felt sudden waves of emotion without explanation, old wounds unexpectedly resurfacing, or a profound urge to rest, withdraw, or breathe differently than usual. This is not evidence of weakness or regression. This is the Holy Spirit actively repairing the cracks in your foundation so you can securely support the immense weight of the blessing that is coming. Anointed One, you are not breaking down. You are systematically being rebuilt from the ground up. There is a sacred moment in the life of every chosen one where God calls them into a profound stillness. Not inactivity, but divine stillness. A secure place where your spirit becomes infinitely more aware than your immediate surroundings. A place where external noise fades into the background and internal truth rises powerfully to the surface. You've been sensing that strong pull, haven't you? The intense desire to disconnect from chaos, to silence constant distractions, to spend more dedicated time in reflection or powerful prayer. This shift in desire is heavenly ordained. God is actively aligning you with the pure frequency of His voice because the next critical instructions for your life will not be discovered in busyness or distraction. They will be intimately whispered in the absolute quiet. I know this season intimately well. I have personally lived through nights where God allowed everything external to pause so He could exclusively work on what was internal and foundational. I've experienced the kind of profound spiritual surgery where you don't fully comprehend what exact procedure is happening, but you deeply feel something being radically rearranged within you. And when I finally emerged from those quiet seasons, I realized something powerful and liberating. The blessing was always ready for me, but I wasn't. God had to strengthen the core of my faith, deepen my spiritual discernment, and purify my motives before He could responsibly release the full measure of what I had been praying for. Chosen One, that is exactly what He is doing for you right now in this very hour. Anointed One, heaven is diligently preparing you to handle supernatural responsibility with supernatural maturity. Many people ardently desire the breakthrough, but tragically few are prepared for the immense weight and responsibility that inevitably comes with it. But you, Chosen One, you have been intentionally chosen, processed, purified, and strategically positioned. God does not invest such profound depth of preparation into someone He does not fully intend to elevate and entrust with greatness. He would not spend such currency if He did not intend to yield a massive return. This is precisely why the battles you fought were allowed to sharpen your spirit, honing you into a weapon of light. This is why the searing pain of betrayal was necessary to mature your understanding of loyalty and human nature. This is why the long, isolated stretches of loneliness served to refine your inner communion, forcing you into a deeper self-awareness. And this is why the seemingly endless delays were designed to humble your ambition and root you in patience. Everything you were forced to walk through, every moment of pressure, was divinely shaping your character, molding a vessel capable of carrying the immeasurable glory that is now rapidly approaching your life. Chosen One, I implore you, lean in and capture this message, for I speak it with prophetic urgency. Heaven is on the verge of entrusting you with greater responsibility. This means more provision than you have ever known, more clarity of vision, greater influence in your sphere, and far more abundant opportunities. But fundamentally, this trust translates to more responsibility in the spiritual realm, a divine mandate upon your life. Your voice, once tentative, will now carry undeniable spiritual weight. Your very presence will shift atmospheres, dismantling confusion and darkness. Your simple obedience will become a catalyst, opening profound, impossible doors for countless others who follow. This is the ultimate reason God had to sever certain connections and remove certain people from your proximity. They were not constructed or conditioned for the intensity of the journey or the level of spiritual authority you are about to step into. You have spiritually outgrown those stagnant environments because your spirit has expanded far beyond their capacity to comprehend or support you. In this next unprecedented season, the divine transfer you are receiving will not be limited to the financial realm. Yes, substantial provision is flowing toward you. Yes, unprecedented resources are aligning themselves on your behalf. Yes, unexpected doors that defy logic will swing open. However, the greater and more transformative transfer is purely spiritual. God is actively transferring piercing wisdom directly into your mind, undeniable authority into your voice, and an unshakable courage into the center of your heart. He is installing the necessary strength for you to enforce divine boundaries, allowing you to gracefully walk away from anything that dares to threaten the sovereignty of your peace. He is giving you the acute discernment required to instantly identify genuine, destiny-aligned relationships from disguised distractions sent to derail you. He is providing the profound clarity to see beyond superficial appearances, to read the environment instantaneously, to sense the deepest motives of people, and to choose the path of wisdom with surgical decisiveness, without a shadow of hesitation. Anointed One, I need you to remember this sacred, deeply personal truth. You have already survived existential battles that were specifically designed to shatter you. You have already overcome relentless seasons that were purposefully engineered to silence your voice and bury your hope. You have already conquered storms that raged so privately that others never even knew you were enduring them. And because of the integrity forged in those silent trials, heaven is declaring right now, I can finally use you fully. There is nothing in your history, no misstep or setback, that disqualifies you from this calling. In fact, the very things you mistakenly believed disqualified you, the scars, the failures, the pain, are the very reasons God selected you. He saw relentless resilience where the world only saw weakness. He saw a profound purpose where others merely saw a struggle. He saw undeniable destiny where those around you only registered disappointment. Chosen One, the very residue of your struggle, your story, now carries a potent anointing oil. Your scars are repositories of earned wisdom. Your tears were not weakness. They were liquid intercession, prayers that carried such weight they commanded angels into physical motion. And now, you stand at the sacred doorway of transformation, fully aware, profoundly awakened, and completely spiritually aligned. The next chapter of your existence will bear no resemblance to the last. There will be an abiding peace where crippling fear once held domain. There will be crystal clarity where debilitating confusion once reigned supreme. There will be spiritual and material abundance where severe lack once dominated. But most significantly, there will be laser-focused purpose where aimless wandering once prevailed. Let me share a secret learned only after walking through the refining fire. God never fully elevates a chosen one without first sealing them for protection. He seals your newly defined identity. He seals your unshakable confidence. He seals your razor-sharp discernment. He seals your spirit with an indelible mark. This is done so that no weapon forged or formed against you can possibly prosper. Chosen One, you are currently in this final sealing phase. Heaven is meticulously finalizing the last glorious details. The preparation is now nearly complete, and once God pronounces the release, absolutely nothing, in hell or on this earth, will be able to stop what is about to supernaturally unfold. Anointed One, you are no longer passively waiting for a breakthrough. You are aggressively walking straight into it. You are no longer praying for a blessing that feels far off. You are already positioned for its arrival. You are not asking for ambiguous direction anymore. You are already in full alignment with the divine blueprint. Everything is drastically shifting. Everything is rapidly transitioning. Everything is accelerating toward you now. Chosen One, as we delve into this next critical part of your journey, I want you to inhale deeply and recognize the sacred truth rapidly unfolding around your life. Heaven has been painstakingly preparing you for this moment for a long time, far longer than you consciously realize. What feels brand new or unexpected to you has already been permanently settled in the spiritual realm. What currently feels uncertain or hazy to your mind has already been perfectly written and confirmed within God's flawless design. Anointed One, you are standing precisely in a convergence point where your past, present, and future are aligning, synchronizing your individual destiny with the perfect timing of heaven. You may logically not feel fully ready, but God is definitively declaring that you are. Every hard-won lesson, every agonizing battle, every tear shed, every previous small breakthrough, it has all led you here, to this specific moment. In this new season, God is not merely strengthening your resolve. He is powerfully reintroducing you to your true self, the old version of you, the one shaped and limited by fear, doubt, and paralyzing disappointment, is currently dissolving away. A completely new you, the authentic you, the fully anointed you, is forcefully emerging. You are starting to catch vivid glimpses of the person you were always divinely meant to be. Your mind is becoming exceptionally clear. Your heart is becoming softer, more compassionate, yet protected. Your spirit is becoming incredibly sharper and more decisive. These internal changes are tangible signs that the transformation is no longer just internal. It is rapidly beginning to manifest externally in the physical world. Heaven's profound work within your core is now undeniably showing up all around you. Chosen one, have you noticed how certain destructive things no longer possess the manipulative power they once had over your life? The fear that once had the power to paralyze your actions now feels significantly weaker. The harsh opinions of others that used to wound you to the core no longer penetrate your fortified peace. The self-sabotaging habits that once drained your vital energy no longer hold any enticing appeal. This is not mere self-improvement. This is spiritual sanctification. Heaven has been systematically removing the spiritual weights, the heavy burdens, the limiting generational patterns, and the emotional debris that previously stunted your potential growth. You are significantly lighter now because God is actively positioning you to soar to new, unimaginable heights. Anointed one, you are now entering a majestic season where you will cease chasing what you need. Instead, your needs and blessings will come directly to you, not because you have become passive, but because you are in perfect divine alignment. When a chosen one achieves this level of spiritual alignment, blessings become powerfully attracted to them. Opportunities aggressively begin to seek them out. People begin to honor their presence and their calling. Even closed, locked doors begin to open seemingly of their own accord. This is the immense power inherent in walking in divine timing. It is not about exhaustive effort alone. It is pure grace. It is not about striving. It is about profound surrender. And your recent surrender has created a crystal clear pathway for a supernatural release of blessing. I need to speak this truth very carefully into your spirit. The financial blessing that is rapidly approaching your life is not ordinary. It is not random. It is certainly not accidental. It is deeply strategic. It is profoundly purposeful. It is a fundamental part of fulfilling your calling. You are not being blessed simply so you can have more personal comforts. You are being blessed so you can instantaneously become more generous, more impactful in the kingdom, more financially stable, and ultimately, more capable of fulfilling the massive assignments God has meticulously placed on your life. Money in the hands of a chosen one is not a luxury item. It is a critical weapon, a vital tool, a substantial resource that heaven leverages to influence the natural, physical realm. Yet, before God releases this specific kind of profound increase, He invariably tests the condition of the heart. You have been tested, chosen one. You have courageously walked through long, difficult seasons where you had to blindly trust God with empty hands. Seasons where you had to believe in promises you had zero physical evidence of seeing. Seasons where you had to remain fundamentally faithful when your situation made absolutely no logical sense. Those seasons were never meant as punishment. They were high-level training. God was proving your integrity under pressure. He was shaping the depth of your resilience. He was diligently ensuring that when the colossal blessing finally arrived, it would not become a crushing burden or a toxic distraction. You have passed spiritual tests that others never even knew you were taking. Anointed one, this is the profound reason why heaven is now actively preparing to elevate you. The purity of your heart, the sincerity of your often hidden intentions, the undeniable endurance of your faith. These qualities have risen like the purest incense before the throne of God. He has watched you extend forgiveness to people who never offered an apology. He has watched you give generously when you barely had enough for yourself. He has watched you remain humble and composed when others would have succumbed to bitterness and rage. He has witnessed your character, and character, above all else, is the true currency of heaven. This is precisely why he can now fully trust you with more. Chosen one, I want you to reflect deeply on something. Think of how many times you were absolutely on the verge of giving up everything. Yet, something, a mysterious force you could never fully explain, kept relentlessly pushing you forward. That was not coincidence or chance. That was God actively preserving your strength because he knew precisely where he was leading you. He knew the future would require a level of endurance that could only be forged through those very moments of near collapse. You mistakenly thought you were barely surviving, but heaven was fundamentally strengthening you. You thought you were utterly alone, but powerful angels were guarding you. You thought you were losing the war, but God was meticulously preparing a deeper, eternal victory. And now, anointed one, you are boldly stepping into a chapter defined by divine reciprocity. What you poured out in silent tears, you will now reap in overflowing joy. What you painstakingly sowed in patience and trust, you will now receive in supernatural abundance. What you quietly endured in isolation, God will reward openly before the world. There is a major shift happening. It is neither subtle nor small, but powerful and utterly undeniable. You will feel this change in your conversations. You will immediately see it in the caliber of opportunities presented to you. You will notice it in the respectful way people now respond to your presence. The grace upon your life is dramatically increasing. Chosen one, do not fear this unfamiliar feeling. Blessings often feel strange at first because they do not align with the impoverished environment you were once accustomed to. But hear me, you are not returning to that old environment. You are not reverting to old patterns of thinking or acting. The blessing that is coming is far bigger than your past, and your past cannot possibly contain what heaven is releasing into your future. Chosen one, as we continue this divine journey, I need you to recognize the profound shift happening within your atmosphere. You are not just transitioning into a new season of time. You are transitioning into a new, higher identity, a new dimension of spiritual authority, and a completely new level of divine visibility. Heaven is placing a brilliant spotlight directly on you, not for narcissistic attention, but purely for assignment and impact. Anointed one, you are being positioned where your very presence will carry unprecedented impact. Your spoken words will carry powerful weight, and your absolute obedience will open massive doors that have been sealed for years and decades. This is not exaggeration or hyperbole. This is spiritual reality dramatically unfolding over your life. You have been hidden for a long time, and that hiding was never punishment. It was sacred protection. God knew that if you were seen too early, the concentrated attacks against you would have been premature and overwhelmingly destructive. He kept you intentionally concealed until your spirit, your character, and your discernment were strong enough to withstand both the incredible elevation and the inevitable adversity that comes with it. Now, the necessary season of hiding is definitively lifting. The veil is being removed. Heaven is loudly announcing your readiness to the realms. What felt like unbearable stagnation was actually divine incubation. What felt like unfair delay was divine covering. You were not waiting aimlessly. You were being prepared for war and for victory. Anointed one, this is why your spirit has felt such intense restlessness. Not anxious, but profoundly aware. Not afraid, but acutely alert. Something deep inside you has been whispering that you are meant for far more, that something far greater is calling your name, that there is a massive assignment with your name already stamped upon it. That whisper is not imagination. It is confirmation from the heavens. God is actively awakening the deeper, long-dormant layers of your purpose. He is stirring the latent gifts you thought were lost forever. He is calling forth the foundational strength you forgot you possessed. You are powerfully stepping into your ordained identity. And even if your human logic doesn't feel fully ready, heaven declares that you are. Chosen one, consider this deeply. Why do you think spiritual warfare exponentially increased the moment you began to sincerely grow? Why did certain relationships suddenly and violently shift? Why did unexpected, massive challenges arise that pushed you right to the absolute edge of your endurance? It was not because you were failing or faltering. It was because you were evolving and expanding. Every single attack you faced recently was a direct, panicked response to your spiritual expansion. The enemy recognized the increase before you even saw it in the mirror. He recognized the anointing oil on your life, the profound authority rising in your spirit, the colossal blessing forming in your future, and he panicked in desperation. Pressure is never a sign that God has abandoned you. It is a definitive sign that you have become a significant threat to the kingdom of darkness. Yet, you are still standing, still believing the promise, still growing, still moving forward with determination. Anointed One, that resilience alone is irrefutable proof that God's powerful hand has never, not for one moment, left you. Many other people would have completely collapsed under the weight of what you endured. Many would have surrendered their faith entirely. Many would have given up on life completely. But you kept going forward, even when you felt utterly empty. You kept pushing, even when the path was impossibly unclear. You held on, not because you yourself were strong, but because God absolutely refused to let you fall and break. That is why He is now powerfully raising you up. The sheer survival of your past trials has qualified you for the unprecedented blessing of your future. Chosen One, what is coming next will certainly require strength, but not the old kind of strength, not the striving, exhausting kind you used to rely on. No, this next chapter requires divine strength, an ease that springs forth from surrender rather than struggle. God is teaching you the powerful lesson that His strength always begins where your human strength ends. He is calling you into a posture of deep rest while He performs the mighty works that you physically cannot. You will walk through massive open doors without having to push. You will receive abundant provision without needing to beg. You will effortlessly gain influence without forcing or manipulating. You will witness genuine miracles without striving for them. This is the new, harmonious rhythm of divine alignment. Anointed One, I want to address the relationships in your life because heaven has been fundamentally rearranging those as well. Some people were permanently removed not because they were necessarily evil, but because they were simply not equipped for the altitude of your elevation. Others were removed because their spiritual presence consistently polluted your hard-won peace. And a select few were removed because heaven saw their hidden, harmful intentions long before you had the discernment to identify them. Their swift exit was protection from the heavens, not a painful rejection of you. And soon, God will begin purposefully sending the right people into your life, those who speak powerful life into your purpose, those who carry collaborative vision instead of debilitating jealousy, those who honor and celebrate what God is profoundly doing in you instead of maliciously trying to diminish it. Chosen One, you are entering a season of powerful divine partnerships. The people who are truly assigned to your next level will not drain your energy. They will actively strengthen you. They will not compete fiercely with you. They will enthusiastically collaborate with you. They will not question your sacred calling. They will confirm it with absolute conviction. You are stepping into a secured network of destiny connections. People who are perfectly aligned with your purpose and strategically positioned to help you walk out the fullness of your assignment. God is permanently removing isolation and replacing it with perfect spiritual alignment. Now, let us speak about the specific breakthrough that is rapidly forming around you. There is a supernatural acceleration happening simultaneously in your finances, your career opportunities, and your deep inner healing. God is not merely opening one door for you. He is opening multiple doors all at once. He is not simply restoring what you lost. He is actively multiplying it exponentially. He is not just blessing you for survival and basic sustenance. He is blessing you for immeasurable abundance and impact. Your life is not returning to the way it was before. It is powerfully rising above anything it has ever been. Anointed One, you will soon look back on this exact moment and realize that it was the definitive turning point. The place where your faith finally met tangible fulfillment. The precise moment where your prayers became undeniable reality. The crucial transition where the old version of you completely dissolved and the fully anointed version stepped decisively forward. You are being lifted higher. You are being strengthened eternally. You are being crowned with favor. And this elevation will be powerful and undeniable to all who witness it. Chosen One, as we continue deeper into the sacred segment of the message, I want you to recognize something incredibly powerful and holy. God has not only been tirelessly preparing you for what is coming, but He has also been preparing what is coming specifically for you. The blessing, the monumental breakthrough, the restoration, the massive financial release, the deep spiritual elevation. All of it has been meticulously shaped, perfectly timed, and purified in the spirit so that when it finally reaches your hands, it will not overwhelm you or destroy you, but sustain you and empower you for the journey ahead. Anointed One, nothing you are about to receive in the coming days is accidental or arbitrary. Heaven has been engineering your entire future with intentional precision and calculated timing. There is a specific moment in every chosen one's journey when they begin to sense a profound shift that cannot be logically explained. You have been feeling it intensely. This inner awareness, this deep knowing that something immense is approaching, something you cannot yet fully name but cannot possibly ignore. It manifests as a restless energy, as excited anticipation, as sudden, unwavering clarity about everything that no longer aligns with your destiny. This powerful pull, this stirring in your gut, this internal awakening is not emotional turbulence or anxiety. It is spiritual preparation in real time. Your spirit has already recognized the arrival of something that your logical mind hasn't fully comprehended yet. Heaven is signaling you, recalibrating your inner compass, aligning you perfectly with the promise that has been patiently waiting for its appointed, set time. Anointed One, every single battle you faced recently, the unexpected resistance, the draining conversations, the suffocating emotional pressure, was not because you were losing ground. It was because you were aggressively gaining ground and advancing toward your goal. The enemy always intensifies warfare when he senses that a chosen one is nearing a monumental breakthrough. Your fatigue was a secret sign of your progress. Your frustration was undeniable evidence of your elevation. Your tears were proof of the deep internal transformation that was successfully happening within you. You were not breaking down, you were powerfully breaking through the final barrier. Chosen One, let me share a deeply personal lesson I learned. In my own walk, I discovered that God often moves the most decisively when everything around you appears utterly still and motionless. Breakthrough does not always announce itself with trumpet fanfare and noise. Sometimes it arrives quietly, gently, like the first light of dawn breaking through the darkest night. I have experienced seasons where nothing seemed to change on the outside, but within a few weeks, absolutely everything shifted dramatically. New people appeared, massive opportunities surfaced, provision flowed freely. Looking back, I realized those outward shifts started in the invisible realm long before they ever manifested physically. That is exactly where you are standing right now. Your breakthrough has already begun. Even if your physical eyes haven't seen the evidence yet, God is completely reorganizing your life from the inside out. Your mindset is drastically shifting. Your inherent confidence is powerfully growing. Your discernment is becoming razor sharp. Your faith is stabilizing into unshakable bedrock. These massive internal changes are not random occurrences. They are the early, unmistakable signs of supernatural elevation. Before God gives you new territory to conquer, He first gives you new perspective to see it. Before He releases overflowing blessing, He first renews your identity. Before He transfers incredible wealth, He transforms the vessel that will carry it. Anointed One, you have successfully become a different person in the last few months. Stronger, more healed, more spiritually transformed. Wiser, softer in spirit, but exponentially harder to break down. More discerning, more spiritually aware of the dynamics around you. These profound changes are spiritual evidence that your next chapter is already fully unlocked and activated. Chosen One, there is one more thing Heaven needs you to completely understand. Your hard-won story is about to become a powerful testimony that will massively strengthen and liberate countless others. You have valiantly walked through deep darkness so you could powerfully lead others toward the light. You have endured crippling loneliness so you could truly recognize and appreciate divine companionship when it finally arrives. You have survived profound loss so you could teach others the true meaning of restoration. Your pain was absolutely not wasted. Your entire difficult journey has divine purpose. And soon, people will look directly at your life and say with awe, "Only God could have possibly done that." That is the specific kind of glory that is rapidly approaching your life. And now, let us speak specifically about the supernatural transfer that has been forming around you. God is strategically positioning resources, opportunities, high-level mentors, and unexpected connections to flow directly toward you like a river. What you lacked before, you will never lack again. What was unjustly withheld from you will now be returned in a greater, multiplied measure. You are stepping into a season where doors will open wide that you didn't even knock on, where powerful ideas will flourish that you thought were long forgotten, where solutions will instantly appear before the problem even manages to reach your doorstep. This is pure divine orchestration in action. Anointed One, Heaven is also carefully adjusting your core relationships. You may have already noticed that certain people have grown distant and silent. Their absence is not a coincidence. It is divine removal for your protection. God heard conversations you didn't hear. He saw damaging intentions you couldn't perceive. He shielded you from betrayals you would have never survived emotionally. And now, He is ushering in new, powerful connections. People who see you, honor you, uplift you, and align perfectly with your assignment. These new relationships will carry restoration, not confusion. They will bring stable peace, not draining pressure. They will actively add to your life instead of draining it away. And Chosen One, hear this part clearly. You are no longer walking into rooms unnoticed or unremarkable. Heaven has marked you with an undeniable favor. Favor surrounds your every step. Your very presence now carries immense weight and spiritual authority. Doors will swing open because your name will be spoken and endorsed in rooms you have never physically entered. Opportunities will multiply because Heaven endorses and confirms you. The anointing on your life is becoming visible, undeniable, and utterly uncontainable. You are not rising quietly or subtly. Your elevation will be strikingly evident to all. Anointed One, you are no longer the person you once were. You have grown, healed, survived, and been spiritually transformed. And Heaven is now preparing to place you in environments that perfectly match the strength and maturity of your spirit. Your future will not mirror your past difficulties. Your next chapter will bear no resemblance to the previous ones. You are stepping into overflow, into comprehensive restoration, and into divine fulfillment. Chosen One, as we enter this sacred final segment, I want you to feel the gravity of this moment, of the extraordinary destiny that is actively manifesting in your existence right now. Understand this, you are not passively consuming mere rhetoric. You are actively stepping across a sacred boundary, immersing yourself in a revelation that the very heavens have been meticulously holding back, waiting for this perfect moment to pour out upon you. Anointed One, grasp the magnitude of this truth. A seismic shift has already occurred in the invisible, spiritual landscape surrounding your life, and your inner spirit, your divine sensor, has already begun to register the profound change. This is the root cause of the noticeable difference. Your thoughts possess a newfound clarity. Music, your heart feels miraculously lighter, stripped of the former burden, and the very atmosphere you inhabit resonates with a distinct, palpable difference. Heaven made a decisive move, and you are currently standing, breathing, and recovering in the aftermath of a powerful, divine music intervention. There are critical junctures in your personal journey where God bypasses the need for your personal strength, your feeling of readiness, or even music, your full intellectual understanding. He does not ask for permission. He simply steps into the void because the intricate timing of your destiny is far too crucial, too priceless, to be left exposed and vulnerable to calculated enemy attacks. Last night, music was precisely one of those non-negotiable moments. God deployed His power, intervening decisively on your behalf just before the adversary could finalize and execute his destructive assignments. The carefully crafted plan designed to utterly drain your energy and deplete your resources was dismantled utterly. The subtle traps intended to distract your focus were brought into the light and exposed for what they were. the forces assigned to delay your progress were violently denied access to your timeline. Chosen One, understand the depth of this protection. Heaven had established a fortified shield around you long before you even perceived the danger or recognized your desperate need for safety. Anointed Music One, pause for a moment and reflect on the very start of your day. Think about how you awoke. Even though the circumstances surrounding you may still carry imperfections, you certainly recognized a subtle yet completely undeniable shift in your internal state. You woke with a peace that was completely untethered from external circumstances. You felt a music clarity that defied natural logic or reasoning. You possessed a calm that transcended mere physical routine. This profound peace is tangible evidence. Music, this undeniable clarity, is divine confirmation. God physically infused the atmosphere around you with his presence. And when the Creator touches anything, that thing is instantaneously prevented from remaining the same. The suffocating spiritual heaviness, that dense weight that often rested squarely on your chest, has been completely dissolved and lifted, because those oppressive forces no longer possess the legal permission to trail you into the magnificent new chapter awaiting you. Chosen. Just last night, Music Heaven moved decisively. It forcibly reopened potential that had been sealed shut. It restored vital resources and energy that had been strategically stolen. Music, it lovingly revived a hope, a dream, a spark that was dangerously close to dying inside your soul. God took action by reissuing long-awaited blessings that had suffered strategic delays. He, Music, reached across time and space and reversed negative decisions that were engineered against your future. He actively shifted entire conversations and narratives that centered around your name and reputation. This divine activity is exactly why your inner spirit has felt unusually awake, uniquely hopeful, and intensely expectant. You are currently feeling the undeniable, radiating ripples of the massive changes that unfolded in the supernatural realm. Elite angels were instantaneously dispatched to your location. Massive obstacles blocking your path were surgically removed. Specific assignments intended to harm you were definitively canceled before they ever had the chance to fully manifest in the physical world. What you must internalize, Anointed One, Music, is that this moment of intervention was not a fortunate random chance. It was flawlessly, strategically, and perfectly timed. This occurred because you have finally reached the critical, irreversible turning point in your spiritual journey, a point of profound spiritual maturation. You have crossed a sacred threshold. Music, you have stepped boldly into an entirely new realm defined by a solidified identity, a fresh mantle of spiritual authority, and perfect divine timing. God recognized that he absolutely could not permit old, exhausting battles, destructive old patterns, or persistent spiritual enemies to contaminate this sacred new phase. Therefore, he decisively severed them. Entire negative life cycles broke apart. Restrictive generational patterns utterly dissolved. Doors that had been aggressively locked by spiritual resistance cracked open wide under the sheer, irresistible weight of heaven's command. Music, Chosen One, this radical liberation explains why you are now sensing such a fresh, potent desire to move forward with purpose, to create something lasting. Music, to initiate deep healing, to build a legacy, and ultimately to rise to your predestined elevation. Your spirit is not guessing. It is dynamically responding to the foundational victory that heaven has already completed and secured. Music, you are no longer in a posture of waiting anxiously for a breakthrough. You are presently stepping directly into the undeniable evidence of that breakthrough. The miraculous supernatural transfer of favor and resources has already been initiated. Music, the specific blessing that was held captive and blocked has been released. And now, profound, perfect alignment is effortlessly unfolding in every facet of your life. In the immediate coming days, keep your eyes open. You will start to notice tangible, small signs. Conversations will begin flowing with remarkable smoothness. Unexpected resources and help will suddenly arrive. Dormant opportunities will resurface, and previous resistance will noticeably weaken. These occurrences are not random coincidences of chance. These are crystal clear confirmations. God is meticulously revealing in the natural, physical world what he has already comprehensively accomplished and finalized in the supernatural realm. What shifted last night will now decisively begin its manifestation process throughout your entire surroundings. Anointed One, I urge you, do not entertain even a whisper of doubt about what you are instinctively feeling. Place your absolute trust in the deep, constant message your spirit has been trying music to communicate to you. God has placed his definitive mark on your name, sanctified your path, covered your household, and secured your future. You are currently walking directly into a chapter that heaven itself has already prepared and pre-paved, and very soon, every single thing around you will be a mirror reflecting the glorious breakthrough that first originated in the unseen spiritual dimension. Chosen One, as we transition now into the final potent segment of this message, I need you to receive this revelation with the fullness, depth, and attention of your spirit. The process is still ongoing. Heaven is definitively not finished with the work he started in you. You are standing right now at the expansive opening of a monumental, divine transformation, not merely observing the conclusion of a minor change. The profound work that God began cultivating in secret is rapidly about to be revealed openly and publicly. The sacred truth that was subtly whispered into the quiet chambers of your spirit is now about music to resonate loudly and clearly, echoing throughout your physical circumstances. Anointed One, grasp this essential fact. Your entire life story is reaching a pivotal turning point, and this specific new chapter carries a sheer magnitude of glory and responsibility that the previous, underdeveloped version of you simply lacked the internal capacity to safely contain or manage. There exists a crucial, sacred truth that many individuals never fully realize when God prepares music to decisively elevate a chosen vessel. That truth is this. He must first strategically expand their internal emotional, mental, and spiritual capacity. You have recently been stretched and challenged in profound ways that, at the time, felt utterly confusing and disorienting. Music, you have stoically endured periods of intense pressure that seemed undeniably unfair in their timing and severity. You carried heavy responsibilities that felt significantly weightier than the burdens observed in those around you. I need you to understand this. This taxing season was absolutely not divine punishment. Music, it was instead divine enlargement. Heaven was intensely engaged in increasing your emotional resilience, your spiritual depth, and your mental fortitude. This was done specifically so that the unparalleled blessing music coming to you next does not overwhelm or inadvertently break the very vessel meant to carry it. You possess a new, powerful strength now, forged not merely because life's hardships have hardened you, but because the living God himself actively strengthened your core. Anointed One, a fundamental part of your divine calling is the profound ability music to perceive and understand realities that remain invisible to the majority. You have the gift of feeling events and truths before they fully unfold in time. You accurately sense spiritual shifts before they ever physically manifest. Music, you are acutely capable of recognizing severe spiritual turbulence long before the slower natural world even begins to catch up and notice the change. This heightened sensitivity is absolutely not music, a burden meant to weigh you down. It is, unequivocally, a valuable prophetic gift. And recently, that gift has been vibrating with intense alertness. You have been sensing palpable movement in the atmosphere around you. A strange, subtle yet completely undeniable gravitational pull towards a brand new season. That magnetic pull is inherently real and reliable. God is actively and powerfully drawing you into perfect alignment with the magnificent future he has been meticulously preparing for you since the foundation of time. Chosen One, allow me to share a deeply personal insight that perfectly mirrors the internal awakening you are currently experiencing. Music, throughout the entirety of my own spiritual walk with God, every single major breakthrough moment was preceded and initiated by a strange, completely unexplainable internal music knowing. I lacked the ability to articulate this feeling clearly to others. I certainly could not provide tangible proof of it. But something profound deep inside my spirit would gently whisper the imperative, "Get ready." Music, and without exception, often within mere weeks, my entire reality shifted. Significant doors swung open. Long-standing relationships dynamically changed. Critical resources, music, miraculously appeared. And my divine assignments became crystal clear. Looking back at those moments, I see with perfect clarity that God operates by an unwavering principle. He always prepares and calibrates your internal spirit before he decides to reveal and release your physical blessing. You are presently existing within that crucial preparation phase right now. This explains why your spiritual discernment has become so sharply intensified. This explains why certain conversations feel music, profoundly different or jarring to your system. This is precisely why your tolerance level for toxic negativity has plummeted to zero. You are rapidly evolving, continually rising, spiritually maturing, and boldly stepping into the fullness of your ordained identity. You are profoundly different now. You are not the same person you were just months ago, neither spiritually, emotionally, mentally, music, nor even energetically. Heaven has been systematically awakening dormant, sleeping parts of your potential, and those components are now bursting brilliantly back to life. The clarity you are experiencing is not a happy coincidence. It is precise calibration. Music, your entire being is actively being tuned to the exact frequency required to receive and operate in your destiny. Anointed One, Heaven urgently needs you to understand that the things, habits, or people you were required to let go of recently were not devastating losses. They were strategically executed releases. God proactively removed the specific things that were aggressively blocking your spiritual growth. He decisively closed dead-end doors that would have led you nowhere fruitful. Music, He silenced critical voices and toxic narratives that were poisoning your internal peace. He strategically extracted individuals' music who did not possess or carry the necessary level of honor, loyalty, and integrity required to enter and remain in your glorious future. And while those separations may have caused significant, acute pain in the moment of release, they fundamentally protected music, your sacred next season. You must internalize this principle. You simply cannot transport everything and everyone you once knew with you into divine elevation. The higher music God determines to lift you in purpose and authority, the infinitely more selective heaven must become regarding the relationships and energies that are permitted to surround you. Chosen One, the powerful, divine transfer currently being released over every area of your life is not confined merely to the financial realm. While your material finances will undeniably shift dramatically and suddenly, this transfer is profoundly mental, deeply emotional, fundamentally relational, and entirely spiritual. God is actively injecting you with new, vibrant strength, unparalleled clarity, music, unprecedented opportunities, destiny-defining new connections, and breakthrough pathways forward. The enormous tasks that once felt daunting and utterly impossible will now begin music to register as completely natural to your renewed capacity. The achievements that previously demanded exhaustive striving will now start to flow with supernatural ease. This is the hallmark miracle of divine alignment. Consequently, the former pressures and efforts that once utterly exhausted your soul will no longer possess the power to drain you. But let me articulate this fundamental truth clearly. Anointed One, this next demanding chapter requires a specific kind of courage. I am not speaking of absolute fearlessness, but simple, determined courage. The kind of courage that compels you to move forward even while fear is aggressively whispering doubts. The kind that enables you to trust the process, even when the pathway ahead feels completely unfamiliar. You will soon receive invitations into significant rooms you once mistakenly believed you were unqualified to enter. You will be entrusted with levels of influence you never consciously expected. Music, you will be decisively positioned in strategic places where your unique voice and perspective are absolutely vital. And in every single one of those moments, you must anchor yourself to this truth. Heaven itself authorized your presence there. Rest assured, you are not entering any new space or position alone. God, walking ahead of you, meticulously prepares the environment, miraculously softens resistant hearts, and flawlessly aligns the surrounding circumstances in your favor. Chosen One, prepare for a complete supernatural settling to finally descend upon your life. Expect profound peace where only chaos once reigned, total restoration where severe loss was felt, an undeniable confirmation where crippling music doubt once persisted. God is currently engaging in precise, detailed work, tying together every loose thread of your past, authoritatively completing unfinished chapters. Music initiating deep, total healing of old wounds, and completely rewriting the painful storylines that were tragically distorted by years of hurt. I stress this. This is not music, random, superficial healing. This is intensely intentional, comprehensive restoration. God is committed to giving you back the productive years that felt utterly wasted and lost. He, music, is returning everything that was unjustly stolen. He is dramatically accelerating every opportunity that was previously delayed. Understand this final promise. Absolutely nothing you walked through, endured, or survived will be music wasted in your divine narrative. And now, anointed one, I require you to deeply embed this final, transformative truth close to the center of your heart. You are actively stepping into a mandated season of profound visibility. This visibility is not intended for personal fame or fleeting attention, but solely for divine purpose. It is not for the pursuit of applause, but for the completion of your holy assignment. God is strategically placing you in positions where the world will be compelled to see the irrefutable evidence of His goodness working dynamically through your life. Your necessary elevation will ultimately glorify music, His name. Your dramatic breakthrough will stand as a beacon, powerfully inspiring countless others. Your comprehensive restoration will become the very foundation of hope for someone else's future. Remember this core identity. You were fundamentally not chosen for ease or passive comfort. You were chosen and equipped for undeniable eternal impact. Chosen one. Every single trial, hardship, and victory you have endured is converging perfectly into the sacred importance of this very moment. Heaven has released its decree. The monumental shift has already commenced. And music now, you are ready to confidently walk into the glorious fullness of the destiny that was always eternally meant for you. A powerful new chapter has opened, and the shadows and failures of the old one possess absolutely no legal authority over you anymore. Step forward immediately with unshakable confidence. Step forward with robust faith. Step forward in the bold, realized identity of the chosen one you, music, were fundamentally created to be. Chosen one. As this prophetic word draws to its conclusion, take a deep, intentional breath and absorb the holiness and gravity of this exact moment. You are not merely experiencing time. You are standing firmly in your Kairos hour. The music precise, sovereign intersection where heaven has definitively executed its mandate on your behalf, and a life-altering divine transfer of resources and favor has already commenced. Anointed one, let me confirm. Absolutely nothing about this present moment is ordinary or mundane. Music, the very ground beneath your feet is sacred territory. The spiritual atmosphere surrounding you is actively and irrevocably shifting right now. What God has purposefully released over music, your life in this sacred time will never, under any circumstance, be retracted or taken back. Walk forward now with a steady, music unwavering spirit. Immediately release every burden, habit, and thought pattern that no longer belongs to your elevated identity. Embrace with gratitude the mighty blessings heaven is intentionally placing into your hands. Declare this over yourself. The shame is completely gone. Music, the bondage of fear is eternally broken. The oppressive old season holds absolutely no authority, music, over your new reality. You are powerfully rising now into undeniable clarity, into explosive abundance, and into deep, supernatural peace. Chosen one, music, may the overwhelming, active blessing of God aggressively flood your home, profoundly strengthen your mind against all doubt, completely heal every layer of your heart, and instantaneously open the doors of opportunity that have patiently waited for the moment of your courageous obedience. May you continually sense the comforting nearness of His voice, guiding and directing every single step you take. If this powerful message resonated deeply within your spirit, take the time to share it widely with someone else who desperately needs this confirmation, and declare boldly in the comments, "I receive my divine music transfer. Go now in immeasurable grace, in renewed strength, and in holy, unwavering confidence." Music.